Last night, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said that if President Trump deports undocumented immigrants, Walsh will give them sanctuary in City Hall. And Boston is not a sanctuary city. New York, Oakland, Chicago are joining hundreds of cities and counties declaring their local police won't cooperate with federal immigration officials. Yesterday, Donald Trump signed an executive order to pull federal funds from them. So now what? Earlier this month, Syracuse, New York Mayor Stephanie Miner declared Syracuse a sanctuary city. Mayor Miner, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, part of the way this works in many of these cities is if someone is arrested for a crime, anyone, they're fingerprinted, fingerprints are sent to the FBI and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. If they, ICE, determine that person is undocumented, they ask the city to hold the person while they get a warrant. Sometimes it can be up for 48 hours. Is that part of what you are refusing to do?
Well, that is actually covered by the Sheriff's Department in my jurisdiction. What we have said is that we are not going to have our police department and our police officers ask people about their immigration status or stop them because of their immigration status. In effect, what we are saying very directly is we are not going to use our police department to enforce federal immigration law. And as a matter of settled law, the President of the United States can't do that. The courts have held that you cannot mandate a locality to use its forces to enforce a civil law like immigration.
Well, are you referring to the 2014 ruling by a judge in Oregon who said that holding someone violates the Fourth Amendment guarantee of freedom from unlawful search and seizure? And I'm not sure if that was in response to requests from ICE to hold someone.
And my understanding it was, but there's a whole, if you will, constellation of laws that enforce this idea. And, you know, it goes part and parcel along with our notion of federalism, that the federal government and state and local governments have different areas of rights and responsibilities, and one government cannot mandate that another government follow those procedures. Now, sometimes it does happen. Governments enter into partnerships and there's agreements. But with this particular matter, again, immigration laws are civil laws, and the federal government cannot say to the city of Syracuse, you have to take your public safety officers and have them enforce immigration civil laws. And so we are not going to do that. But most importantly, I think this is really about, at this point, this is really about public policy. And I think it goes to the very heart of who we are as Americans and what we stand for. The history of the city of Syracuse is a history of being a sanctuary city, going back to the abolition movement, back to, you know, the civil rights movement and the women's rights movement. These are values that are near and dear to us. We are a city that was built by immigrants and we are filled with immigrants and both new Americans and multi-generations who have come from Western Europe and other places. This is not who we are, and we are going to exercise our rights as Americans to stand up and say that we don't think that this policy is right, we don't think it's just, and we're going to stand for the values as we see them as Americans.
Well, so you say that there are some moral issues for you, obviously, that you've just laid out. Before that, some legal issues. You think there should be a division between what the local police and what the federal authorities do. But are there other reasons that you don't want your local police to be looking around for undocumented immigrants?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, we spend a great deal of our time making sure that we have good relationships between our neighbors and our citizens in the police department. They are our most important tool to fight crime. And if you empower your police officers to go around and question people, which essentially you'd be questioning people based on what they look like or how they speak or what language they are, you would be, in essence, saying that an American is somebody who is white and speaks English. We're not going to do that. And what we have learned firsthand, we have a burgeoning population of new Americans that we're thrilled to have from all over the world. But what we have learned is that new Americans and immigrants are the victims of crime. They're not the perpetrators of crime. So what the president has done with this executive order, it has really flipped what the reality is in most places in the United States. And I say most places because I have not spoken to a mayor or a local government official in my 8 years as mayor who has ever said to me, boy, we have a huge problem with illegal immigrants committing crimes.
Well, look, you said a few things here. Let's take the rate of crime. Others say the same thing, including commentary in the Wall Street Journal, the very conservative Wall Street Journal op-ed page, pointing out that the Immigration Policy Center notes that while the illegal immigrant population tripled in 1990 to 2013, that's when it rose the most. FBI data at the same time showed that the violent crime rate declined 48%, and that included falling rates across the board of all crime, but also across every ethnic group. Every ethnic group, without exception, incarceration rates among young men are lowest for immigrants. So people are holding up statistics to point to what you've said. But what do you say, though, to the mothers that we've heard from whose children have been murdered by undocumented immigrants, the Remembrance Project nonprofit, which is anti-undocumented immigration, has highlighted their stories. Statistically, as we said, they're less likely to commit crimes. They're more likely to be the victim of crimes if, in fact, they're also hiding from the police who they think are looking for them. But what if it's just one horrendous crime on your watch in your city?
Look, my heart goes out to mothers, all mothers who have lost sons and daughters. Every death, every murder is a tragedy. But when you hold up what are exceptions to make rules, what you end up with is bad public policy. And in this case, not just bad public policy, but public policy that runs completely counter to who we are as Americans, our history of when we've been the best as Americans. And what it does is really allow people to engage in or continue with destructive stereotypes and downright lies that just simply aren't true. And that's where I think it's important for elected officials, and that's why I decided to advocate, to say, what you are saying, don't use the death and tragedy of mothers to institute bad public policy that's based on lies.
Well, what about funding? Grants. The DOJ just gave Syracuse $59,000 for police cameras. A school district there got $1 million last year. Can you withstand losing the federal funding?
You know, when I just made the decision to become a sanctuary city and to make this very public statement, that was part of the risk assessment that I and my administration that we talked about. And so you cannot cower to threats of funding when they're asking you to go against your values. And that's what my job is as a mayor, is to stand up and advocate for the people of the city and to not be bullied into this. If you can't stand up for your values, then they really aren't worth it. And so is this a risk? Of course it is. Am I worried about it? Yes.
Well, but how far are you willing to go when it comes to the undocumented immigrants? Will you throw up in City Hall? I mean, how far are you willing to go? And by the way, this isn't about refugees. This isn't about, you know, the Syrian refugees. This is about undocumented immigrants who've crossed borders. Refugees have been brought in through different processes. Are you willing to surround them with your police?
You know, what I will tell you right now is that I am willing to stand up in the court of public opinion, in a court of law, and advocate for the values and the law as we see it. And these will be decisions that we move forward. But I can tell you that if the Department of Justice offers us a grant for body cameras and then says you can't have that grant for body cameras because you're a sanctuary city, that, you know, those are the kind of decisions that we make every day, because we have to determine what is in the best interest of our community. And what's in the best interest of our community is that we have neighbors that trust the police, that work with the police, and that we will say to people, don't be victimized by crime. Come out and talk to us and work with us. If we have a policy position where we separate people, or they're afraid of our police, or they're afraid of us and not talk to us, that does a tremendous amount of destruction in the city of Syracuse.
That's Stephanie Miner, mayor of Syracuse, a sanctuary city there in New York. Mayor Miner, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.